Would you kneel with me in prayer? Our all-kind and all-wise Heavenly Father, we bow the knee before you this evening, asking, O Heavenly Father, your Holy Spirit to be here. Asking, O Heavenly Father, that your presence be made known among us. O Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. We do thank you for all those things that you have done for us, your watch care, your protection, and especially your guidance. And, O Heavenly Father, we pray this evening for our brother Prudencio, who is to stand before us. I would ask, Father, that you would clear his mind and that you would help his English, that he may be able to convey his thoughts to this waiting congregation. So, Heavenly Father, forgive us of our sins and our trespasses. Forgive us wherein we have been sharp. Forgive us, O Heavenly Father, and put love within our hearts. And Father, we pray these things and give you the honor and glory in Christ's name. Amen. We'll now have a special. Thank you. That was beautiful. And it fits because our brother Prudencio does love to tell the story. I listened to him preach in the Philippines, and it's a combination of Cebuano and English. And he may lapse into that tonight. But first, we have a decision to make. Brother Prudencio has asked me to put a question to you. He can either preach for 3 hours in Cebuano, or he can preach for 20 minutes in crooked English. So the decision is yours. Brother Prudencio is going to try to bring his message tonight to us in English. He's very limited in his English. And he will say it in a crooked manner. But I think our prayer should be that the Lord would touch him and that he would be able to bring his message to us in our needs tonight. I'm going to introduce our brother Prudencio, who is very busy in the Philippines. He probably travels most every day to a mission. And so he's preaching almost all the time. And he loves to tell the story. I'm going to give this microphone to him, because our brother Prudencio can say nothing without a microphone in his hand. Please, give your attention and your prayers to our brother Elder Prudencio
Alamina.
Mayong hapon.
That's good afternoon.
Kumusta mong tanan diha?
How are you? Come on. I'm not going to do up here and interpret for you.
Eight thirty in the morning, the Philippines. Now is what time today? What time?
7:15.
We until 2 o'clock. You all right? You wait for me. Okay. If you I speak in my language, be even 3, 4, or 5 hours in my preaching. Maybe when I close my message, no people around. There is a speaker in the Philippines. He speak very long. When he the people are getting sleep. One time the goat hinted that area. You know, goat has a word, horn. When the person, the woman said, the goat. The goat go to him, and he has a... Oh, salamat. Thank you. Because he preached very long. No, most of the time in my place, I preach only 20 to 30 minutes. But if I speak after that, no people hear me. This is a great privilege to facing you here this afternoon. I bring the greetings from our beloved Philippines, our brother and sister there. When I when I going to the airport, all the members follow with our beloved missionary also going to the airport. And I said, come back, don't stay longer there, because you are what's that, sir? We are lonely here.
They miss you.
Oh yeah. That is why I am practicing English so that my message is very short. When I arrived in Kansas City, when I out from the airport, it began to chill because raining, very cold. I said, this is America? This is my first time to go out my country to see this beautiful and peaceful, and the people also beautiful and handsome.
He tells everybody that.
You know, this is my pride to facing you this afternoon. I don't want to go in my place. No, in my language, kadaugan. Kadaugan. I won this place. Remember that only. So I don't want to give longer introduction because my missionary have an introduction for me. My life. I have only one wife. That one. Stand, please. We have a song, our favorite song, this afternoon, entitled of Come Here, Come Here. Even though I have short message, but we have a good message in our song.
When he says he's got a short message but a long song.
The title of our song, The Longer We Serve Him.
Since I started for the kingdom, since our life he controlled, since I gave my heart to Jesus, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, more love he bestows. It's day like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Every day he is supplying plenteous grace he bestows. Every day my way gets brighter, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, more love he bestows. It's this lucky that my heart overflows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows.
I thought we sing our language, but no copy. Anyway, is you're amazed? You're angry with me? Okay. Someone read a scripture from Mosiah, chapter 11, verse 148. And Mosiah.
Mosiah 11, 148. And now all these things did Alma and his fellow laborers do, who were over the church, walking in all diligence, teaching the word of God in all things, suffering all manner of afflictions, being persecuted by all those who did not belong to the church of God. Book of Revelation, chapter 14, 14th, 15th, 16th verse. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And upon the cloud sat one like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in thy sickle and reap. For the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped.
Shall we pray?
Who wants to say a prayer?
Lord God, open our mind, hearts, and understanding so that we can understand thy word. Even our member today, we give the understanding that they understand my message. Please, God, you teach me how to talk in your language. Lord God, I know you understand. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, begin my message in 3 hours. No problem. I have a pool of joke, but something joke is true. My message today, entitled of Harvester or laborer. This message is not for you. It's for the Philippines. Filipino workers. But if you understand my message today, it's for you. Alma did his companion to have a work in the church, they're studying. They plan to have another works in the mountain or anywhere. That is the work. And Alma has a companion or compassion to the people. And then they heard that the field is ripe. In Cebuano, hinog na
Right.
This afternoon, I challenge all the workers here in this place, all the harvester of the soul, workers of the soul to the people around us. But what kind of people the harvester be? What kind? What is the attitude of the harvester? He said, he must humble himself. The harvester or laborer must humble himself. He cannot witness to the people if there is not humbleness. Even though there are many trials, many accusations, be humble himself. I talked to our mother there. I cannot see well. I see my notes like that because I cannot clear my eyes. More than 1 year, my cataract inside my bull eye. But I pray in God that give us a miracle. Because the doctor said 2 times, we need to operation our eyes, but I'm scared. I asked God, He is my doctor, to operate my eyes. But I trust him that this mission. You know this mission. I studied almost 1 year when I was heard that I have assignment to speak before you. I studied my English 1 year, but still crooked. So God give you understanding to understand my message this afternoon. Next, the attitude of the harvester. Humble, must dedicated. The harvester or the laborer must dedicate himself to this work. If the speaker or harvester is not dedicated, nothing. His work, nothing. Must be dedicated in your work as a harvester or laborer.
Strong determination.
Thank you, sir. Must strong determination. The harvester must strong determination. What the kind of determination you have? You need determination of that man or people or person that you speak the word of God, you must understand. Determination. If there is no determination, you become lazy. But we must, as a laborer, as a worker in the Lord, we must have a determination to preach your gospel to the people around you. Next.
Goals.
Not only have a determination, but you have goals. Goal. Halimbawa, just example, that's goal. And you cannot catch up. But because of goal, you must until you hold that goal. Example, our work in the Philippines, we have goal. We have goal 2005 to 2006. Our goal is 1,000 souls baptized souls. The other, 2004, 2005, 1,000 baptized members. Our goal, we reached 600. Not 400 more to reach the goal. It's better have a goal than no more. The minister or worker or harvester no goal become lazy. Lazy. Do you know lazy? Kapoy. Kanang tapulan sa Bisaya. In Cebuano, tapulan. Lazy. Do you want to call you a lazy minister? If you want to call lazy minister, no works. Our goal in the Philippines, we must teach people to read the Book of Mormon and the Bible. Our goal, that is our goal in the Philippines. Now, the harvester or laborer has a purpose. Not only you have goal, not only you have dedicated, but you have purpose. What is your purpose to preach your people? What is your purpose in your neighbor? What is your purpose in your family? What is your purpose in your wife, in your husband? What is your purpose in your relative? Bring people to Christ so that they understand what you're teaching, with what you're taught to them. One time, in my neighbors, I have been praying for them many days, many weeks, many months. I've been praying. My goal is to witness that people. That is my goal, to witness that people. 3 weeks ago, I come to our neighbor. He asked me, Pastor, do you want that my child dedicate in your church? I never encourage them to dedicate. He come to my house and he want to my child want to dedicate in your church. Yes, I'm very happy that, because according to her, in our church there are many requirements: baptismal clearance, barangay clearance, or village clearance, or what's it? Many. But ours, only clearance that I have, I ask him, only believe in God. So maybe this coming, when I return, I will dedicate his child.
When he talks about dedication, he's talking about blessing of children.
Blessing or children. Blessing. In our practice before, dedication is dedicate your child. But in our practice is blessing. Thank you, Pastor.
Unity.
Now, the purpose of the speaker or harvester or laborer must unity. Unite in faith. Unite in works. Unite in salvation. Unite in belief about the Book of Mormon, because this book is controversial in our place. There are many not believe in this book, but if they know, I love it. Even before me, I cannot read this. I cannot read. But because I'm dedicated to the Lord, I read it. My purpose to understand this book. My purpose is to bring people to Christ. My people is to witness in my neighbors. That is, we must and must study first. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Our purpose not only people to bring Christ, but must understand what we believe.
Become strong Christians.
Next purpose, to become strong Christian. How do you do to become a strong Christian? If that house, your Bible study, they accept and be baptized, you must follow up. You must go every week or any day, so that that Christian become strong Many Christians today are not strong because some of the workers or harvester not follow up to that neighbors or Christian. We must follow up them so that they become strong and believe.
What kind of person should they be?
What kind of person be? What kind of person, what kind of harvester be?
Prayerful. Prayerful.
Sir?
Prayerful.
Yeah? If you harvester, if you are a worker in the Lord, you must be a prayerful man. Prayerful is the most powerful weapon in the Christian life. You know? When I was invited to speak in another church, somebody, when I stand, she said, the leader said, I asked the deacon to lead us in prayer. 5 minutes, no voice, no say. He said, he said he didn't know how to pray. Even how many years in service, in worship, in the Christian life, he didn't know how to pray. It's not good, Christian. We must know how to pray. We don't know how to pray, the Satan will play in our heart. Praying. When Satan is entered in heart, there is a lazy, a sleeplessness. Well, one time, I visited in our church. When I start message, some of the members and said in the wall, because he did not hear the message. In order that he cannot sleep in your message, I have a story. Okay, brother, sister, who wants to go to heaven? Raise your hand. Oh, wow. Mini. Brother and sister, who wants to go to hell? Raise your hand. He said, he said, we have two pastor, me and you. So, brother, don't sleep. When I give a message this time, maybe two of us going to sleep.
Faithful.
Must be faithful, and if you are working in the Lord or harvesting in the Lord in His vineyard, you must be faithful. Ah, kay kung dili ka faithful, if you're not faithful, then Satan will go in your heart. Faithful, prayerful, and faithful. Yeah, not only faithful in worship, but faithful in giving your obligation to the Lord. I don't know. You understand that?
Loving.
Not only faithful, but also loving. Loving, remember, love is three kinds. Three kinds of love. Eros love, philia love, agape love. So select what you want, that three kinds of love. One, eros love, is divine love, worldly love. Filial love is a Christian love. Agape love is a friendly love or brotherly love. So you must love in Christian-like love.
Committed to His work.
You must be committed in your work. If you're not committed, then you are become lazy as a servant of God. You must committed. Now in Philippines, even though 3 o'clock in the morning, I have to go. If I have a schedule in 3 o'clock, I have to go because I'm committed of my works. I am dedicated of my works. My purpose is to become that people become to Christ. Be faithful and prayerful and faithful. We must that, brother.
Must be an example.
Yeah. Christian, not only Christian, ministers or harvester or worker, we must be example to others. Example. There is a one pastor, my friend. He invited me to preach in their church Sunday afternoon. I saw their children when we are worshiping. Their children, the people around, go around in their church while we are worshiping. When I start preaching, I said, I want that the people or children be inside in the church because I start message. So it's good that we, parents or brother and sister or minister or worker, we must be example to others. Example in thought, mind. Sometimes there is there are pastors or workers that pride. You know, do you know Pabo? Here is Turkey in our Pabo. Pabo is like Hamburg, Hamburgero, pride. If there is girls.
I can't help you. You're in this on your own, boy.
If there is somebody go here, the Pabo is like that. That is the kind of people has pride. Turkey. Sa in the Filipino, Pabo.
Pabo.
Here, Turkey. It's nice to eat turkey. Also, the person or the pastor like that. No, you're not. Go here. No, I am the right. I am a bright. I am a guapo. Be kind and be humble. No pride. Pride egg is there is pride egg, but pride of the people, no. So you must be humble and be kind. Love to other people.
Be an example in his words.
Oh, yeah. Be example in your words. Not double tongue. The Bible says, APO, yes, yes, no, no. Means sometimes Filipino not like that. If yes, no. If no, yes. What kind of... That is, I could say, double tongue. If you are a minister of the Word of God, if you are a worker of the Word of God, if you are a harvester, we must be one tongue. The people cannot believe us if you cannot understand, if you cannot stand our words. We must have a determination that we have only one tongue. No lie. We are the people of God.
Example in his life.
Yeah. Examples in your life. You must example. You are a minister, you're a harvester, you're a worker of God. You must be in some example in your life. I have my friend in Philippines. When he Sunday morning, he drank at Cuba. Do you know Cuba? According to him, he drank because he is a good speaker if he drank Cuba or alak.
Alcoholic drink.
Alcoholic drink, yeah. Alcohol, he drink alcohol so that he speak to the people. But now, no. According to our message, he must be not drink wine. So, that is example. We need the people humble, the people not pride. The people must have in words.
Will be known by his labors.
Yeah. The harvester must know your labor. Your labor is not in vain to the Lord if you work faithfully, prayerfully, actively, and minimal.
And he had a scripture here, Revelation 22:12.
No.
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be.
Yes, friends, brother and sister, the Lord's almost come. It's near. According to your works, he bring rewards for your works, individual works. If you're prayerful, God give you a reward for your works. Individual. Because of my mother is faithful, I cannot worship. My father is faithful, I cannot worship. Individual. You know, in the Garden of Eden, when they committed sin, God said, do not eat that fruit. He ate because of Satan or demon. He said, eat. When you eat this, you like God. You know right and wrong. The woman ate. And after it, he gave his husband. And after that, he knows that he no more clothes in their body. After that, he gone to the village, maybe. To the village. He hide. God go to that area and he see. Where are you? Adan. Iba. Ib. Dan. Where are you? Adan. Anib. Where are they? When you are calling your children at home, he played. Maria. Pedro. Where are you? But God is only one. Where are they? Individual calling. So, friend, brother and sister, we are called by God one by one. And he gave his reward for you according to your works.
Must have one wife.
Yeah? The leader, the pastor, the harvester, one wife only. Only one wife, only one husband. Huh? Only one wife and only one husband. There are many people today in our place has three wives. Only one husband, three wives. I don't know what is your place of that. Before he did not, he is not a member of our church. But he heard that the Church of Christ teaching the Book of Mormon, the Article of Faith, they believe and baptized. I did not know that he is not three wives. Now, Apostle Pran. God knows who is he. But we must know, every person must one wife. Example, especially we are here in the Church of Christ. One wife and one husband.
In some of the mountain tribes, it is customary for them to have more than one wife. So we have to be aware of that in the Philippines. No strong drink?
Yes. If you are a leader in God's kingdom, do not drink strong wine. Do not drink. Example, I have a friend. They cannot go to church if they cannot drink wine. No. Remember, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. If you accept Christ, Jesus Christ, the Spirit in you. He's a controller. The Spirit is a controller in your life. We must know that we are children or son of God or children of God, and we must know that we are a temple of the Holy Spirit.
No vices.
No vices. The people of God or member of the Church of Christ or the minister of the Church of Christ, no vices at all. No drink, no smoke, no vices. I preached this before. I have vices. I drank a lot. I smoke. There are many vices that I have. But I last 1960, all gone from me.
Loving through his wife and children.
Yes. The minister and the harvester, you must close your wife and children. Your love to your wife, your love to your husband, as the children of God. Loving. There is one family in the Philippines. Her husband is a pastor of that church. His wife is another church. His children is another church. No unity. Because when they go together in that house, troubles. Because that husband, pastor, he drunk. And then when he has angry his children or wife, the plates. No rice, no money, no bayan, soup, the plates. That is no understanding between the children and their wife. So, brother and sister, we must love our wife and our children. Our song, the longer we serve them, the sweeter goodbye.
Must be active in his ministry. Must be active in his ministry.
Yes. If you are a minister, if you are a harvester, you must be active in your works. Active in your works. In the Philippines, even night, there is a pastor, my son is very sick. We need prayer. So I go with my oil to pray them. Pastor, doctor, janitor, so all. Even night, even rainy, if somebody come to me, have a prayer, I'll go. Because I'm dedicated my works. Active.
Conclusion.
Yeah.
You want me to read that?
Yeah.
Okay. He has for his conclusion, and he has it written down here, and of course you know he can't read it now. It says, the harvester or laborer must endure the hardships that sometimes come with a good Christian life, always keeping in his mind the things that God has given him to do.
I have a dream. This is a closing. After 3 weeks, I baptized by our brother. After 3 weeks baptism, I have that dream. I climbed the mountain, very high mountain. Sometimes I go down until I reach the top of the mountain. When I stand at the top of the mountain, I saw a river, clean, clear water, flow from up to the water is going there. And under the water, there is a rice ready to harvest under the water. I saw the water is clean, very clear. Now, in the morning, I prayed, Lord, what is that dream? Maybe 2 months, 3 months. Beginning to the people come to me, Pastor, we want the team go to our place to hear your message. So I go there, in the mountain, very far. I'm walk 6 hours walk the valley. But never mind, even though my dress is wet for my
sweat.
Never mind, the people there are waiting for us to preach the gospel in Christ. Brother and sister, not only Philippines waiting for you to preach the gospel. Even in Yucatan, even in Mexico, around the world. Harvester, we must harvest now. Because the harvest, ready to harvest. The field, ready to harvest. We must go. There are many people waiting for you. Even in Manila, waiting for us to go there. You are about to open Manila. In Gil Santo City, in Leyte, where, anywhere, they are waiting for us. If you feel that you are a real laborer, we must go to the field. We must go to the highway. We must go to the village. We must go to the city. Preach the gospel. We are bound to witness people. Brother, sister, I challenge you in your place. There are many souls waiting for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Prudencio. We have a few notices here. The AVVAA notice. Audio tapes and CDs of the sermons and music programs are being duplicated and will be made available for no charge at the sound booth. Please feel free to take whatever materials you need, giving preference to those who may need to leave town early. There will be a recording of the final sermon shortly after the end of the last service. And let's see, we will have a prayer service 8 o'clock in the morning. Our business session will start at 9 a.m. Are there any other announcements that should be made? I'm going to change the... He would like to sing 320. 320.
Our address. Our address. Philippines.
320. Stand.
Our brother is going to dismiss us in Cebuano.
Before we close in prayer, our address, Porto 771, Gredo, Philippines. My email address, palamida7@yahoo.com. Shall we pray in my language? Amahan nga langit noon. Ingatak na sa kagabihang Ginoo, nalipay kami nga nagapahibalo sa mga pulong ni Mamahan. Na kami mahimong laborer, mahimong harvester sa imong gingharian. Nagampo kami Ginoo nga ikaw mga tanlog sa mga kasing-kasing, sa mga worker Ginoo, kadi may kabalaka sa nagwali sa mga pulong ni mga ito sa katawahan. Wanto kami sa kabaryuhan, kabaranggayan, kadagalanan Ginoo sa among mga nasod, entero nasod sa kalibutan. Hinaut Ginoo nga ikaw magubang ka namo karon. Tabangi kami Ginoo sa kanunay. Ang imong kalinaw, ang imong grasya magpakiubang ka namo. Gikan samahan sana ug sa Espiritu Santo. Karon ang himaya niya magubang ka nato karon. Sa ngalan ni Jesus, in Jesus name. Amen.
You did well. You did real well.